Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. I'd like to read this morning the 25 to 30 verses from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. At the time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you were hidden these things from the wise and the learned, and reveal them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come to your presence. Give us the wisdom and knowledge from the scriptures. As I speak and those who listen, give them the eternal wisdom of God, knowledge, understanding. Bless everyone in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you for those who listen, Word of Eternal Life. Jesus was speaking. Last time I preached about the woe unrepentant cities. Jesus called upon a woe on the unrepentant cities of Bethsaida, Chorazin, and Capernaum. These are the main cities Jesus preached in this area. Some of his main disciples also came from Bethsaida. This was a village in Galilee. And after he spoke about the punishment which is going to be to the one of these cities which he had Jesus performed many miracles, and the people did not come to believe in his miracles to prove that he was the Son of God. The important factor here, one of the things that we must believe, is that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus Christ, then he continues his talks. He goes to verse 25. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to the little children. Here he mentioned the little children are the ones who are humble in heart. The ones he called, the 12 of them, as his disciples at the time, even though one of them was a child of Satan, the one who was going to betray him. Now, in general, Jesus is considering teaching all of them. Also, these teachings are also for us. Blessed the Father. He blessed the Father. I praise you. Now, many people come to the conclusion that Jesus was God's Son as a created being of God. But in the book of Gospels, we see that Jesus became as the Godhead position sharing between him, the Father, and the Holy Spirit of God, as they were Trinity of God, as one in three in one otherwise, and they had the same the substance, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, before he becoming the Son God, we can probably say that when did Jesus become the Son? When he took incarnation. But in his eternal destiny, Jesus was as in the position, even though as the Son God, he himself was a substance equally in sharing the substance of God. So he himself was God. In the Bible we see that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and Word was with God, and Word was God. So the Word in the in the Greek language is logos, and that's a Greek a philosophical person called Heraclitus derived that word logos, which is basically the one who controls the mind of God. That's how Heraclitus taught his disciples. According to a Scottish theologian named William Barclay. If you read, study the books of Gospels written by William Barclay, who was a great theologian and also a man who learned many languages, Greek, Hebrew, Aramaic, also he knew the English language. Though he was able to interpret and he understood, and he also many other scholars, that the word logos came from Greek philosopher Heraclitus 5000 BC before Christ, before 1000 BC. And he is the one who taught this word. And the word logos was used by many preachers and theologians ever since John the Apostle, who wrote the gospel. When he wrote in Greek, it was as logos as the instead of the word word, and it was translated in Aramaic, which was ancient Hebrew, and the spoken language, which was at the Jesus time, the ordinary people did not speak the, according to William Barclay, Jews did not speak the Hebrew, they spoke the Aramaic, including Jesus and his disciples. For example, we can see the best example that Jesus was on the cross. He called out to Father, "O Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." Eli, or A-E-L. El is the original word for God, for even in the Canaanite religion. Eli, which become Eli. El, Eli, all those are same. So he was calling God, the God of the universe, his Father, and handing over, it says, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," means it translated as, "O God, O my Father, why have thou forsaken me?" So Jesus literally became the Son of God as he took the incarnation as to become human. Now, God exists in three forms. To humanity, he was shown to us in three forms. Same God, one God in three different persons. It is only God who can become like that. One God, the same God, Yahweh from Old Testament, is Jesus in the New Testament. He exists as the Father and as the Son and as the Holy Spirit. So here, "Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure." What is the pleasure of the Father is the humble will come and listen to the God. So Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 start like, "Blessed are the humble in spirit." Those who wanted to be humble, those who wanted to be children of God, you need to be humble. And God, even Jesus talks about that this was a mystery or sort of a heavenly thing, that God has hidden this to the learned and highly educated and some of the scholarly people. So highly educated does not mean that you are not going to know God. But if you put your human learning and wisdom and knowledge above God's wisdom and knowledge and God and faith, then it is going to be difficult for that person to believe in God. Because the wisdom of God is foolishness to man. And it is looking at very weaker to a human being's mentality, in their thinking. You are hard to figure out what God is intend to do, intend to say, and his words. We must believe in him. The only way to understand his personality and his knowledge. And he revealed them to the children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things, next verse 27, all things have been committed to me by my Father. So as Jesus becoming the Son God, because of his incarnation, in my suggestion, and he was God as he was even when he took incarnation. He was God in the human body, God in human flesh and blood. Him himself was God inside. But he took the position to become the one who carries the sins of the world, so that he will be die as a human. Instead of the human sins, he is carrying his punishment of all the humanity on him as a human. This is where many people were misunderstood. Well, how in the world Jesus is equal to God? Because in his pre-incarnated existence, he was equal to God. And when he became a human residence in the earth as his incarnated body, inside of him, he still was God, but he submitted his godliness to the Father so that he can be a human person in the sufferings. Now, his sufferings for the human beings and dying for the human beings, he has to become human. Now, he has his divinity on the other side, which he lived in him, and he resurrected because of his divine power, which the power of his Father is him in him, and he himself and he, the Father and the Holy Spirit are one. Now, all things have been committed to me. See, Jesus, in we study the Christology, the study of Jesus Christ, from his origin of knowledge we have from the eternity, he was God, and he basically was the creator of the universe. We read that because he made everything and nothing was created was not because of him in the Gospel of John chapter 1. In the first part we read. Also, he is the divine reflection, his eternal glory and glorious reflection of the Father, who himself was God, and he was a divine reflection, a human expression of the Father, God himself. So basically, he was also the same person as the Father, and the Father and him are one, and he became a human incarnation of the same Father, same as them. You may wonder, what a crazy thing. Yes, it is hard to believe, hard to understand, but we believe Jesus is the Son of the Divine Holy God. So Jesus says, it is only the Father who know his Son, and the Son only know the Father. And Father accepts the Son, those to whom the Son choose to reveal him. See, he revealed it to us as the Son of God, as the equal in power, in divinity and authority, after his resurrection from the dead and before his incarnation. He got his place back with the Father, and we can see that when he's resurrected, he was glorified and became equally authority back in heaven with the Father. Now, we read that in the Gospel of John chapter 17, when Jesus, the longest prayer as written in the Gospels, that Jesus prayed. And he prays there that, Father, make me back to the place I was. Get me to the glory. So, which was God the Father in him glorified, and he was glorified back into his original state as God himself. And he said, come to me. See, that a lot of times people did not understand Jesus because Jesus did not reveal him to them. See, if you don't believe Christ, Jesus is the Son of God and your Savior, he died and resurrected for you, that means he did not reveal himself to you. Why? Because you are not ready to receive him. The time you submit you as surrender as a human, you believe that you are just human and you are a sinner and you need salvation, and then you humble. That tells you are humble before God. Even Christ Jesus, he took incarnation in his humility, in his humbleness. See, you need to become humble that you can be accessed to the Father, the God, through Jesus Christ. And Jesus said himself that many times, as we read in the Gospel of John, and we see Jesus saying that it is only the ones who attract me to the by the Father who comes to me. Only one, those who are attracted by the Father. See, the Father is so holy and highly exalted. He sits on the throne in heavens and he's present everywhere in the whole universe. He is a spirit God and he is worshipped. And even when Jesus was as the heavenly places, as being the Father's, sharing the Godhead, he was also being worshipped by the angelic host. All the millions and trillions of angels, they were worshiping him as well. So Christ is saying, be humble like me. See, we will never be equal to Jesus in humility because we will never be able to suffer the suffering she has suffered for us. We will never be able to incarnate it into a different being as Jesus did. So what we are hearing Jesus saying is, humble yourself, which as a human being, Jesus and God know how much humbleness you can have. As a human, God knows that you are able to say to him, God, Lord, forgive me and give me your salvation. You see, there are people who say that you don't need to say anything. You just agree that Jesus is God. That does not save you. Because anybody, even the devil, says Jesus is the Son of God. Satan knows Jesus is the Son of God. As you continue, you study the Bible, the Gospels, we can see there are demon-possessed. There were demon-possessed men. They come across Jesus and saying, oh, you Son of God, have you come so early to persecute or torture us? See, there is a time that the demonic forces will be persecuted. They will be put into eternal damnation. And they know that, and they said, Christ, are you going to do that now? Which means that God tells you, even the demons know that Jesus was Christ, which is the Son of God, all right? Now, the Pharisees and scribes of the Jewish leadership, they were the leaders and teachers, and they denied Jesus' Godhead. They denied Jesus as the Son of God. They denied that he was any divine power or ability, even though right in the front of their eyes, he was healing the sick, casting out demons, and healing the deaf and opening the eyes of the blind. And he did not do all the miracles in the sight of the unbelievers. Some of the miracles only the disciples have seen. For example, the one he walked on the water and came across Sea of Galilee, and he walked on the water, and he came and he walked into the boat. The disciples first thought that this was not human. This is like a ghost. You see, people say they saw ghosts, and I have never seen one. I like to see one if they exist. There is nothing called ghost. Only satanic influence spirits. The demons are spiritual beings. They have no body. They have no you know, physical appearance. That someone claimed that they found the devil with a physical form, that we like to see that person, that devil. Basically, the devil lives in a spiritual spirit form, and they have a spiritual body which we can't see. Now, the people who possessed by demons, they have a human body, because Satan, demons are the angelic hosts of Lucifer, the satanic, the big Satan, you know, who challenged God one time and millions or trillions of years ago, we don't know the exact time, and he was thrown out of the heaven. And his angelic hosts who joined him maybe suggested that one third of the entire angelic host God created to worship him and do his services throughout the universe, including, you know, being a protector and helper to the humanity after humans were made. So they who challenged God with Lucifer, they fell from glory and they became, lost their beautiful angelic bodies, and they became demons. We call them demons. And their duty is to destroy the work of God in every world and try to harass and give trials and tests. Tests and problems to the universe, causing the chaos in the world, in the human, mostly in the human environment. They're trying to make people to stay out of God's touch. You see, it is influence of devil that people are away from God. The influence of devil, people are becoming more immoral. They're becoming against the high standard life God has made them to be, into the sinning status of sinners. They got the status of sinners, so-called, and they have following the demonic ideology, satanic thinkings, and Satan is directing all these demons. Now, anybody who humble before God, who will receive Christ, God the Father will attract them to His Son Jesus Christ. To His Son Jesus Christ. Why? Because only through Jesus Christ there is eternal life. See, we are talking about eternity. In Christianity, the thing is about eternity, nothing else. It is not about beautiful mansions and beautiful churches and towers that the Orthodox and some, you know, many nations, there are Syrian Orthodox, Roman Orthodox, Armenian Orthodox, Russian Orthodox. You see, if you see those churches and their pinnacles, they are like very high, you know, even in Rome and in European countries, you see all those great, 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 magnificent, creative work of man, a great engineering, good architecture, beautiful things to see and to enjoy for the human eyes. None of them has anything to do with Jesus Christ and God. You need a place to worship. It could be a house, a building, under a tree, or a park. But it is God is does not live in any of those monuments, great mansions or buildings, and He lives in our heart. And we need, God deserves worship from us, and we are to worship Him. So Jesus says, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." You see, people who are, we are burdened with sin. One time, we, all of us who are now believing in Christ and saved, they have peace and joy in their heart that they know they will see Jesus Christ one day and they will go to heaven and we will be with Jesus Christ forever, ever, and we will have a new redeemed body. Now we have a redeemed soul and spirit. When Jesus returns, we will have a redeemed body and we will be like Him. We will have a humanly expression, usable body, and also a glorified body. And then we will be able to travel from here to heaven, and maybe afterwards, and heaven to earth, we see that we come return with Jesus Christ to the earth, after the end of the 7-year great tribulation, 7-year tribulation time. Jesus, you want to be like Jesus? Come to me, all you who are weary, Today, the sin cost us weariness, tiredness of spiritual. We are burdened with the sin. You know, all the sin is a heavy burden on in our heart, in our walk, in our behavior, in our attitude. At the end of the day, we are so destroyed by mind when the person go to bed with a horrible feeling that all the things they enjoyed throughout the day, if they did enjoy, and they are in a very, very sad situation at the end of the day when they go to bed. They go to bed with no hope. There is no hope in a non-Christian, the one who does not accept Jesus Christ. You have eternal life in you. Once you believe in Jesus Christ, God will ignite the Holy Spirit, ignite the fire of your eternal life. By the breath of the Holy Spirit, I would say, in my language, by the Jesus comes into you through in spiritual. I mean, when Jesus comes into you means the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit coming into your heart and living spiritually in you. And you are present. You are a present. You are a temple of God. Your body become a temple of God. Now you start worshiping, praising, thanking God because you become a new being, a new creature in Christ. It's a rebirth. It's a spiritual. It is not physical. Now, the physical things happen when Jesus returned to glorify us, to receive us to heaven. And I will give you rest. You know, rest and peace. We are talking about spiritual rest and calmness. And when you go back to the bed, end of the day, and you will have that peace and rest. And you are also talking about the salvation you receive, which at the end of our life, we die and we resurrect when Jesus returns. Or we will transform at his trumpet sound when we are still alive. So we are going to close right here. I mean, Jesus saying, come to me with your burden. I will give you rest. And take my yoke upon you and learn from me. A yoke is an instrument made of a wood which holds two animals, maybe buffaloes or bulls. They have it on their neck and it is installed on them. They with a rope around their neck and it tie them. And this yoke is a wooden thing that these two animals standing, there is a distance between them. They are on right and left. And this piece of wood made by a carpenter, which holds them together, and there is a plowing equipment attached to the end of the thing on the middle of this yoke. And at the end of that piece of wood which goes down, there is this plowing thing made of steel or iron. And that has a holder, and that the farmer holds it, and the animals pull them, and they plow the land. This is how the ancient of time, the land was plowed. And even in some southeastern countries and in Africa also, they still use this. Now, you got to bend down to Jesus so that he can place those yoke on you. You will follow him. And his yoke is humble and gentle. Not the one demons and Satan put it on you and tie you up. And he will deliver you. And you follow him with the yoke Jesus give you. May the Lord richly bless you with his message.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, .chackov like Victor @gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security with its 5-year warranty can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.